When growing necessity first began to force women from the home into the mills, factories, office, stores, banks, commercial houses, state and national clerkships, men resented her coming. Their work gave satisfaction. It was as good, if not better, than man's. It cost less, and capital at once took advantage of woman's necessity by compelling her to do a man's work at a smaller wage. Of course, the women rebelled, and are rebelling and rebellious even at this present moment. Yet capital is deaf, and will never hear their cries until the women force capital to hear them at the ballot box and to do just and honest to them as to the men. Maggie Walker, Richmond, president of the St. Luke Penny Savings Bank.